Whoever spent some time in the hot, dry, dirty conditions in Kalgoorlie and Coolgardie districts, and he used camels on his inspection trips, travelling about 20 to 30 miles a day with these unpredictable animals. Of course, he slept out in the open, wakened by the flies at daybreak, and cooking his own food, which generally was toasted bread, cocoa and sardines heated in the can with some baked beans now and then, always with the flies, sand and dirt. It was on one of these jaunts up north that he camped overnight near the prospect called the Sons of Gwalia, owned by the London and Australian finance agencies I mentioned before. He was taken over this show, which had a small mill. He was very much impressed and could see the evidence of a real mine, and on reaching a telegraph office the next day, presumably Malcolm, he cabled Mooring in London saying that the prospect was worth examining, and suggested Mooring get an option from the backers. This was done, and a few weeks later Hoover completed the examination and recommended a purchase of a two-thirds interest for $250,000 with provision for $250,000 for working capital. It was his first assumption of real responsibility for what was to him a huge sum of money, but the mine turned out well, producing nearly 3 million ounces of gold from about 9 million tonnes of ore during its lifetime from about 1896 to December 1963. He was appointed its first manager under its new company, and he once undertook development of the mine and installed a large metallurgical plant, and had built for himself a corrugated iron roof residence with mud brick walls.